boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm back, and I'm already having a crash out. To be expected. Okay, so Wednesday, you heard me talking about how I wasn't feeling well, so then yesterday, I definitely didn't feel well, and I am still not feeling the greatest today, and man, has that changed my tude. I need a purple pen, and we have no purple pens in this building, and I'm going to crash out. Why? Well, let me tell you why I need a purple pen.
Please do. This is the second time I'm seeing this happen, so I'm a little desensitized. Sorry.
Well, okay, so I've got my email. You know me. I'm very detail-oriented. I'm kind of crazy about it, but my email is color-coded to a T. Everything has a color for every little thing. I've got a planner now that I just bought. I'm very excited about it. But I need the planner to match the same colors as the Outlook. And right now, I don't have a purple pen. And that purple is means something on my Outlook calendar. And if it doesn't match my planner, I'm going to lose it. Oh, wait, I already have because I need a purple pen.
Okay, yeah, you didn't. I guess I didn't get that little minor detail from you because what had happened was you were appearing in my door of my office going, "Where is a purple pen?" And I'm like,
I don't know.
Dude, I don't really handwrite anything. I'm in the digital age. I do everything on the internet. I don't have a purple pen. What is your problem?
I need it for my planner. And there's no purple pen here. Nobody has a purple pen at their desk. No purple pens.
So, but my question, like, I get it and I appreciate it and I love a color code, okay?
Don't tell me to change it.
No, but why do you need it to match your Outlook when it's... You're putting the same information in two places. Are you ever going to be looking at your planner and your Outlook? If so,
no.
What's wrong?
No. I've had my Outlook color-coded for like 2 to 3 years now, and so I'm engraved that like green is an event, and yellow is a Z102.9 meaning. Pink is something to do with those girls. Like, everything has a color.
Got it.
And I need that to match my planner, because if we change the colors, well, then now I'm just... clustered in the head. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it sounds like you need to make a trip to Staples, suck for it up, and spend $5 on a stupid purple pen.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Listen, I'm all for let's get through Halloween before we start talking about Christmas, but it seems like everybody else is already holly and jolly, including Lifetime. They have announced their full Christmas movie lineup for 2025 and all of the new movies to be expected. There's 12 of them.
Is that the one, is Lifetime or is it Hallmark that's doing the Joe Bro one?
That's probably Hallmark.
I know the Jonas Brothers got one coming out.
Okay, probably Hallmark because that's not on my list.
Okay.
Lifetime, you know Lifetime, they're kind of known for like being bad, corny movies, but I feel like you're gonna like some of these. So I picked some of my favorites to share with you. The first one is called Do You Fear What I Fear?
That's stupid, but I'm here for it.
The description is...
Is it a horror one?
It's a little spooky.
Oh, yeah!
When Claire lands her dream job in the city, she thinks she's finally escaped her picture-perfect Christmas hometown, but her fresh start turns chilling when eerie holiday decorations begin appearing in her apartment.
If you're laughing, I know this is really bad. I thought it was actually going to be scary, and then you're like, ooh,
not scary. The tinsel on the fireplace.
Whoa, not Santa.
It's a dangerous secret Santa. I have to watch that.
You know I'm going to watch it.
It sounds horrible.
And you know I'm going to eat that up because I love me a Hallmark kind of Lifetime movie.
Another one. This is going to give you unrealistic expectations, I do believe. It's called Jingle All the Way to Love. And the description says, Andy receives a lucky sleigh bell from a handsome stranger at a New Year's party, only to pass it on. Years later, now a lawyer, Andy wins a radio contest. Yeah.
Yay!
Where the host...
What about us?
The host named Jake turns the story of the sleigh bell and stranger into a segment on his show, and listeners help track down the mystery man Christmas.
I'm in.
You are going to want this to happen for us.
Yes. Can we make it happen for the holidays?
So does did anybody receive a bell? Is that a jingle bell?
Let's just send one out to a random listener.
Oh, now we're heading into the "Do you fear what I fear" territory, uh-huh. Leaving jingle bells in people's homes.
It's a 2-in-1 movie.
Scary.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending
at 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I have men's jeans on today. And you guys have it good. What have I been doing my entire life wearing women's jeans? I bought these at Walmart. They're like carpenter pants. I don't know. They looked baggy. They have a lot of pockets. And I thought they were cute. So I bought them and was like, I'll make them work. I'll like adjust the waist. And I love a baggy jean. Today's the first day that I'm wearing them because I got these little like waist adjusters off the internet.
Oh, yeah.
So because it doesn't fit my butt. They're boy jeans. So I was able to use those today. First time wearing them. And I will never go back. The pockets on these things.
Okay? They're big, aren't they?
What are you guys carrying around?
Mm-hmm.
I could fit like a small grocery load in my front pockets. I swear to God. I put them on this morning. And you know, your pockets get like bunched up when you first pull them up. So I stuck my hand in them and I'm like, whoa, I can touch my knees. They're amazing.
I can touch my knees.
Seriously.
I'm surprised you're not wearing Curly's jeans, to be honest with you.
Well, now that I know and now that I have these waist adjusters, nobody's pants are safe. If you're a man, I'm wearing them pants.
Because I've worn neighbor man's pants before.
Yeah.
And he likes the type that has pockets on pockets on pockets on pockets on pockets. And I mean, it's so many pockets, it's down to his ankles, mm-hmm. full of pockets. And I really,
what's he
really
hiding?
Like, what is he hiding? Girl, I don't know.
What are you hiding in the pockets?
Hopefully money. I should investigate. Is it money? It ain't chapstick, because that's where I'd be putting in all my pockets. I bet you it's money. I'm going to wear his pants tomorrow, and then, ooh, look at that, $100. I'm going shopping.
Well, let me know, because I'll borrow his pants, too.
Wednesday, I didn't feel good after leaving work, and then yesterday, I was down for the count. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. I'm not feeling well. What?
We don't normally touch each other when we're in here, so that's not a worry for me.
Well, you know me. I love personal touch. If I'm saying leave me the heck alone, that's telling you how I didn't feel good,
something's
okay?
Wrong.
So I was feeling baby mode, okay? So that means I'm going to be like, oh, neighbor man, my water needs filled, God. And oh, I'm getting hungry, you know, things like that. So he had to cater to my every need.
And days like that, it is best for you to stay home.
And so last night I had a request. I said, I'm getting a sweet tooth. I know there's a banana downstairs. I need you to thinly slice this banana the way I like it. I like it thinly sliced. Then either you can put on the side a little dipping sauce of some sort. Now the dipping sauce could be either peanut butter or I've got this birthday cake Cool Whip from Aldi. One of the two. Don't care. Surprise me. This man, I think, was so afraid of messing up this challenge, he followed it to a T and then some. Because you don't want to see me angry when I'm sick.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, it was so thinly sliced. I've never seen.
What a weird request. Why? Who cares?
Well, then it makes it easier to dip.
Okay.
Don't ask. I'm like a toddler over here, okay? And so it was so thinly sliced. It was almost like I could see through the banana slices.
Oh,
so the man,
eating paper. How satisfying.
And he really followed the directions there. I almost complained and was like, it's too thinly sliced. But I'm like, you know what? He followed. I'm not going to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did ask for peanut butter or Cool Whip on the side to dip my banana in. And he gave me not only the Cool Whip, but also a big old fat stack of peanut butter on my plate. And I was like, I didn't need both. He goes, well, I'm not going back down again.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting what you want. Man,
I
listens.
Would pay money to see what he looked like down in your kitchen, knife in hand, like doing 0.1 centimeter slices.
Yeah.
Like, I do love this woman. I swear I do.
Okay, maybe it might crash out a little bit earlier in the show. It was a little too crashy outy. I was telling you about how I can't find a freaking purple pen in this building. I need purple because I'm basically copying what's in my Outlook calendar, and it's color coded by every little different things into a planner. And purple means something to me. And it has for the last 2 years. I can't change the color in my planner to be a different color. It has to match the Outlook calendar.
Mm-hmm. I witnessed you, what I thought, tearing this building apart looking for a purple pen. Clearly, you did not, because you didn't go to the one person who knows everything here.
Yeah, we actually call her Google because she's Google here at our station. It's Loretta. She walks in just a couple minutes after hearing my crash out at the beginning of the show and just hands me a purple pen. And I swear she backed out so slowly.
Said nothing because there was nothing to be said.
I don't know if I can take back my crash out, but I in fact do take
back. No. It has been broadcast. It's out there. We all saw it. And you're only allowed one over a colored pen.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I got to bring up what I feel everybody is thinking about, and nobody wants to be the one to complain. It's getting dark, and I feel like it's ruining everybody's life. Okay.
Thank God you said it.
I know you haven't, you truly have not felt well the last couple of days.
And when I went home Wednesday, I don't like going home in the dark. I don't like, as a female, walking into my front house and it being already pitch dark and it's only 7:15. I do not like that.
I just totally shakes up even my sleep schedule, because I get home and I'm like, is it bedtime? Is it midnight right now? I have no idea what time it is.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to get up in the morning.
Yes.
And you know what? We haven't even hit daylight savings.
I know. I was curious when that's going to be. I have no idea when daylight saving time is.
November, I think.
Oh, geez.
A couple weeks, too.
Well, here's the thing. Weeks. Just because it's already getting darker, I think that might... Add on, I don't feel good. I'm like sick with something. I don't know what it is. On top of it's dark at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which makes you very sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been so exhausted in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I don't know if it's the sickness and the daylight, whatever's happening, but I have just been so exhausted.
I feel like we need...
I could sleep like a toddler.
Right? I would love, like, a seasonal change break. You know, you have, like, summer break.
Oh, my God, we get a week off.
Oh, my God, and then you can just readjust.
Yes.
Get used to having to, like...
Taylor for mayor.
Hey, you know what?
I don't know.
We
like Tiffany, so maybe governor. I don't know.
That'll be my campaign, is that you should get a week off.
Yes!
When we go from fall to winter.
Okay, you might have to go higher, because I think everybody outside of just Cedar Rapids wants that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm stupid, so I don't know. I don't know about all
She's
that.
She's like, do I have to take an IQ test? You don't want
me,
man.
Do you
have
to see my transcripts? Because it wasn't... It was not great.
Never mind. She can't be either one of them. I think I just casually unlocked a potential, I don't know, dream career of mine.
Oh?
It's funny because I always said radio is something I want to do. But if, you know, I ever got the chance to be the new Ellen DeGeneres, I think I'd be really good at that. Why?
Literally never heard you say that.
Okay, well, it's up in there in the noggin. I think I'd be really good being a talk show, like, host.
And then everybody hates you 10 years later?
Well,
is that the goal? Isn't that what happened? I don't know.
No.
Really okay, funny. Maybe... She was evil behind the scenes.
Maybe I'm more Oprah, because I'd love to just give away cars. Okay. That's the kind of vibe I'd like to go for, okay? However, I think maybe that dream needs to be put to the side, because I unlocked a new dream Wednesday night. And that is, I think I want to be like the marketing and like brand manager of Victoria's Secret. I don't know if you watched the Victoria's Secret fashion show, but when we left on Wednesday, we said that's what I said I was going to do that.
I have watched any clip that has come up, I have watched. So I feel like I've basically seen the whole thing.
Great. Then you can probably, I don't know, testify to my problem that I have with them right now, which is, okay, I used to shop there. Well, I couldn't afford it until I was in college. Mm-hmm. So then when I could, I was like, oh, Victoria's Secret's the it thing, right? And then I got a job when I was in college. So I know what it's like working in Victoria's Secret. And I kind of know what their vision was. And I feel like we've strayed away from the vision. What happened to being like cute and sexy and affordable? And like, I didn't see that in the fashion show whatsoever. It was just like random things that I was like, yeah, I wouldn't wear that, wouldn't wear that, wouldn't wear... I just feel like we've lost that vision of it was something that every girl kind of wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's like, I don't even want that. I also think they still need to work on their vision right now, which is being more inclusive. So we need to start there. But also, what happened to being fun and sexy?
I agree. Because there was some, I mean, like the OG Angels got the amazing outfits. Adriana Lima.
Yeah.
The Hadids, of course. And then there was some random like sweatpants on the runway.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, I love that. I do. That's for the catalog, sis. Like,
yes, Suni
Lee,
so right.
The woman that you are.
Yes.
Why did you get stuck with that? But
Amen.
Then they also have Madison Beer, shook me to my core. Also, like, dressed to the nines, loved her outfit.
Uh-huh.
Here's my and I agree. Sexy and affordable. However, where was the fantasy bra?
That's what
Where I was the fantasy bra? I want $9 million on someone's bust.
I thought it was
I do.
I thought it was just me. And the whole night, I'm like, okay, usually when you watch the fashion show, they're like, oh, this model gets to wear the fantasy bra.
How dare you take that away?
And it costs this much. I think there was a fantasy bra from what I could tell on TikTok, but it is nowhere near bedazzled or anything that you were like, oh, one day when I'm a millionaire, I'm going to afford that.
No.
There was nothing.
No.
Where was the fantasy bra?
No. I need $7 million. Like,
yes.
80 mortgages
yes.
worth.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Uh-huh. And then when they brought out, there was like another scene where it started to look sporty. I'm like, oh, we're finally going back to pink, which is part of Victoria's Secret. They used to team up with colleges and have cute
yes.
apparel. I'm wearing one right now,
yes.
like sweatshirts and t-shirts. And people love that. And I even saw people on TikTok saying, Victoria's Secret, bring it back. I was like, they're doing it. They're listening to their fans. No, it was nowhere near it. So anyways, I would like to jump.
I'm like, same. I say that sitting here with like unplucked eyebrows and men's jeans on.
Oh, wait, you modeling?
I wouldn't be tackled to the floor.
I know a couple minutes ago we just talked about my dream job. When I'm not doing radio someday, I would like to be the brand and marketing for Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I don't get that dream, my actual dream would be a stay-at-home pet mom.
Of course. Who's...
I know you want it.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many times a week I say, wouldn't it be nice if I was a stay-at-home cat mom?
You're depriving me of this.
Yeah, it's my dream.
Well, I'm still not there yet. However, I did convince my boyfriend, neighbor man, finally into another pet.
Potential number five. Wow.
But it's under one condition. And that condition is you have to wait until after December.
Okay.
Because we're going to Dallas in December. Mm. So that's like a big weekend long trip. And he's like, well, as another pet, we have to ask someone to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get through Dallas. Let's like try to keep saving money for it. And then you can get an animal. And I said, I clocked that because I'm going to use that against you. Now, here's my thing. What do I get? I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm thinking, do I get a fish? I've been wanting a fish rope. What? I don't think it's going to be, you know, another cat, another dog.
I don't think it should be. Respectfully.
I think we have too many of those. And I love them all.
Yeah.
But I think I need something strange, unique. Maybe a tarantula. No.
Ew.
No, it's a no
for
me.
Ew.
No. But I don't know, like a fish?
A
lizard?
Ooh.
Bunny. Well, no, Zaw will definitely try to eat it. I'll tell
well,
you that.
See, that is the problem because you have two dogs and two cats. Immediately when you say fish, I think that Fat Mochi's hungry, okay? And he might eat it.
He's like, tuna.
Or, like, I know my cats would, be like, oh, my God, thanks for the tuna, Mom. Same thing with any sort of like gerbil or hamster or mouse. I think your cats would lose their minds.
Okay, fine. Then a goat.
I do love a goat.
Wait, chickens. I think you can have those in city limits. I've always wanted a chicken.
Where are you going to put that?
We'll have to get a house. Like a chicken house. A chicken coop.
You know what? I had a friend whose grandma, she had a house rooster that lived in her house.
No.
I think his name was Kevin.
Obvious. I'm not having Kevin wake me up.
Your schedule probably would be very much improved.
Let's go.
And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
Enzo caught, touchdown!
On Z102.9.
You know what? I suck at football trivia, but when last week Spencer did unhinged Wisconsin trivia, because that's who they were going against, Iowa was, I did really freaking good, dude.
I can't wait to see if you can two-peat, repeat.
If he does something like that again, I feel like I'm really good at that kind of trivia.
Useless knowledge.
Yeah. Sports? No. Useless.
This might be a little of both. It's Iowa-Penn State this week. Each year, Penn State has its annual blank out game where the fans all wear the same color. What color do they wear? Is it white, blue, black, or neon yellow?
Blue?
It's white.
It's white. The Nittany Lions statue, remember Penn State is the Nittany Lions. The Nittany Lions statue on Penn State's campus is apparently the second most photographed thing in the state of Pennsylvania. What is the first? Is it the Civil War battlefield at Gettysburg, the Rocky statue in Philadelphia,
the
Liberty Bell, or Taylor Swift's childhood home?
What? She was from there? I should know this. Taylor.
I'll say the Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell's right.
What? I thought you were going to say Abby Miller's dance studio, because okay. I believe that's there too.
I don't know what that is.
Dance Moms?
Nope. Question three. Penn State fans, they chant, "We are what?" before and during games. Is it, "We are the best," "We are awesome," "We are going to win," or "We are Penn State"?
Some of them I'm like, okay. Woo. What was the last option?
Penn State.
We're going to go that.
I think that's the only good answer.
It is the only good answer, because it's the only right answer. Say,
"We are awesome."
We are awesome.
We are
Penn State.
I'm sorry,
I'm laughing at you.
It's kind of a random cheer. Like, we know you're Penn State.
Yeah, you have the uniform on.
You go there. Like, you don't need to remind us that you're Penn State. We know this already. Question four. This should be more up your alley than the other three. Since Penn State's mascot is the Nittany Lions, a type of mountain lion, let's talk about cats.
Yay!
For question four.
Oh, God.
What is the most common cat mascot in Division I football? Is it the Panthers, Lions, Wildcats, or Tigers?
Panthers? I have no idea.
Tigers?
Tigers is right.
Oh my
God. That's a clean sweep for you.
Right?
A sweep for her, a sweep for you, yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
There are five schools that have the Tiger mascot. Auburn, Clemson, LSU, Memphis, and Missouri.
Wow. Hey, I should have known that.
Go Tigers.
But you didn't.
You didn't know that.
Tune in next Friday for more football trivia with sports expert Spencer on Z102.9. Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know it's Trending with Taylor, but oftentimes Destiny will send me a number of TikToks, and sometimes your For You page is wildly different than mine.
Uh-huh.
It seems you got on a side of TikTok last night that is a little bit funny to me. I don't know how this happened, and that is Woo Pig Suey TikTok. Okay.
I still don't understand it, so I'm hoping you're going to educate me.
I am, because I have heard it, and I've heard it in the flesh before, but we'll get there. So we're talking about the University of Arkansas, okay? To educate you, they are the Arkansas Razorbacks, which a Razorback is a hog. It's a pig.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
it's
that.
It's a scary looking mascot, but it is
Jesus.
A pig.
Okay.
It is. It's not like a cutesy like Peppa Pig. It's, yeah. It's like a red, scary looking pig.
Jeez.
So Arkansas has a tradition. Think like at an Iowa football game when they do the
I guess we have W A
around the corners of the stadium. Their tradition is going, "Woo, pig, suey."
Nailing it.
So you sent me videos last night of artists doing it at their concerts when they're at an Arkansas date. Yeah. And they, the crowd normally says, "Call them hogs," a.k.a. the Razorbacks. It looks like most recently it happened to Alex Warren, who's newer on the scene. And he was like, "What is going, what are you guys talking about?" And then they do the "Woo, pig, suey." And he was absolutely shook. But tons of artists have been a part of this, and even will remember it if they like are coming back to Arkansas on a second tour. But Harry Styles, Justin Timberlake, Chapel Roan did it with the mascot on stage, and some
nice.
Of Arkansas's cheerleaders, Benson Boone, Meghan Trainor. She was one that like remembered it from the last time she was there. Jelly Roll. So yeah, it's if they're near the University of Arkansas, the crowd, that's just what, I don't know, it's just what they do. It's their call, I guess. What's funny is, after looking into it, nobody, like, knows where this came from. like how it began even at football games. It's thought to be the 1920s, so a very, very long time, 100 years probably, that at a football game there were some farmers who just started squealing like pigs because that's their mascot, and then the Razorbacks won. So since then they're like, oh, if we do this, woo, then our football team's going to win. And it's stuck around since then. And now it happens at concerts.
I kind of wish we had something like this at Iowa. I know you said the I-O-W-A, but it's almost like you need the flag to help you. But, like, we need something that out in public, like, we can be like, call the hogs, you know, and then it's like, woo. Okay, because at when I lived in Columbia, Missouri, all you had to do was go M-I-Z, and then they'd go Z-O-U. And you just knew. You just knew to go Z-O-U right after. We don't have... Do we have something for
it's
Iowa?
It's Go Hawks. I mean, if you wear an Iowa shirt in any part of the world, somebody's going to say Go Hawks. And that's... Just, it's just not as fun as...
We need to call the corn.
Or shuck that corn.
Oh, my God!
I don't know. What do you do when someone says
that? We had a cheer in college. It was shuck the corn. Shuck.
I think... that one might still be in the draft. So we got to work on that a little bit.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
My calculator is doing it correctly. We're 23 days, 24 hours and some odd minutes.
You know, 24 hours is a whole day, so.
Okay, the countdown's not really doing it correctly, so... but I can tell you it's 23 days and some odd amount of hours. Just know, stuff the wagon's happening, okay?
Good work. We got there.
Moral of the story, it's like 23 days away from now.
That is correct. And if you're like, whoa, 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 that feels a little earlier than normal. Guess what? It is. You're right.
Yeah, we bumped it up like 2 weeks because we get the holidays are crazy. You've got so many different parties to go to, whether that's work, your significant other's work, your kids have a party at the school, or you've got so many family parties. We get it. It's overwhelming. So before it gets too crazy into the holiday season, we were going to do Stuff the Wagon a little early.
Yeah, and Stuff the Wagon is one of our favorite things to make sure our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society are well-equipped for the holiday season because they do get busy, especially during the colder months. So we take our show out live in the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon 3 to 7 and ask you if you're able to bring by donations for them while we hang out at Zio Giano's this year.
Yeah, Zio Giano's like, wait, we love what you're doing. How about you come here and do Stuff the Wagon? We're like, heck yeah, we love your gondolas.
Oh my God. Well, and bonus for you, you can drop off your donation, do your good deed for the holiday season, and then also...
get some pasta.
Pick up dinner. Hello.
Oh, my God. You're right. You could just get it to go.
Yeah, they have carry out or make it a family night out. And
get the bucket.
Dine in. Oh, God, you know I love a bucket. So what's great about Zio Giano's, too, is that they have 3 locations, and we're going to make stops at all of them so that you can pick whichever one is closest to you or works best with your schedule. So we're kicking things off, like we said a little earlier, Monday, November 10th, and we'll be at the Marion location. Then Monday, November 17th, the 24th, and December 1st, those next 3 Mondays, we're going to be at the Iowa City location. And then we'll finish things up in Cedar Rapids on Monday, December 8th, right off of Edgewood Road.
So we're doing the same thing like we've done the last 3 years, and we're taking donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. That could look like cat or dog food, cat or dog toys, office supplies, cleaning supplies. The wish list is coming soon, but the biggest thing that you need to know is the first Stuff the Wagon kicks off on November 10th in Marion.
And we're so excited to make it even bigger and even better than the last 2 years.
Yeah, with Zio Giano's. So we'll hope to see you this year for Stuff the Wagon.
I feel like maybe I made a deal with the devil last night. The devil being my boyfriend, Curly. We were sitting on the couch. He had football on, and I was coloring, my favorite activity as of recently. And he's like, okay, don't hate me, but I really want to go game a little bit tonight. I'm like, I mean, what a bummer. Like, I'm sitting here coloring. It's been a while since he's colored with me. I just wanted to spend some time together. So I was being pouty, obviously. And he was like, listen, I'll game tonight, but then tomorrow night, aka today, all you, we're going to spend so much time together. I'm going to color with you. And then I'm like, okay, I if this is my night, we're making it my night. You're coloring with me. I've been begging him to watch Wicked, especially because Wicked Night's coming up on Dancing with the Stars on Tuesday. I want to pick dinner. It's me. It's a me night.
You forgot that. Forgot the dessert.
Oh, my God. Is it too late? No.
No.
It's not.
No, and make sure he pays.
Well, I think that was implied when I said it's great. A me night.
Well, then it's dinner and crumble or dinner and something. But, girl, you better get dessert in that, too.
What else can I add? You're good at this.
Well, oh, why don't you start your night with a shopping spree first?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't he take you to a TJ Maxx or Home Goods? And then you guys can pick up dinner together and the dessert and then head on home and color and watch Wicked. God, I'm good at this.
It's almost like you've done it before.
My Aura Ring keeps sending me, I don't know, bad signals. Saying something's wrong with my body.
You wanted this.
I did. I really did. I want to be able to know what's going on. But Monday it started and it said minor signs that something is straining your body and your biometrics are off. Something along the lines of that. Got the same warning again on Tuesday. And I remember saying to you, that's weird. I don't feel bad. So maybe it detected I have a sunburn that I had gotten over the weekend. But otherwise, I feel great. Wednesday, boom, it hit me. I did not feel good and went home just awful. And then that's why I was out yesterday. Hello. My Aura Ring told me to. No, I'm just kidding. I really did feel horrible. However, today, I got another alert, and it's not good. Both days were minor signs. Today, major signs. Even with an optimal readiness score, your biometrics show major signs of something straining your body. Prioritize rest today to help maintain your readiness. Girl, why did I come to work?
Can I make a request for all of this?
Yes.
And I know, now hear me out, okay? This may be a little crazy, but I think you're going to be on board. I know one of your dream jobs is to be the voice of the emergency alert system.
I do. I really do.
You need an Aura emergency alert system.
Oh, yeah.
Because
kind of like when your phone goes off and it's like, oh, tornado warning or whatever. And it's not happening. But your phone like does that annoying sound.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah. You need
and then
to
it gives
do
you
that,
an alert.
But it's like,
yeah.
Destiny, severe. Severe one, severe body warning. I don't know what it is.
No, that's good.
But
that's
I feel like I, instead of you screenshotting, like that's what I want to receive from now on.
Oh,
I'll
send you a voice memo.
I need the alert sound. like no questions asked.
Alert. Destiny's having some extreme biometric problems.
Exactly. And it can be severe. It can be like, you know,
please
like sun thunderstorm watch. And then there's warning. Take cover now. Like I need the
no,
levels.
And I should tell you that because like the take to cover for you would be like, okay, don't ever come close to her because clearly she ain't feeling well.
This is your homework for the weekend, and I'd like you to report back next week.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, yesterday was National Dessert Day. I didn't get to a trivia question that had to do with desserts, but I am today, so I'm a little behind.
Better late than never.
Right? So tonight's trivia question, 8% of people despise this dessert. What is it? Why?
I'm about to get offended, I think.
You are.
It's rare for me to meet a dessert I don't like.
Beware that your text could offend Taylor.
I might be. It's also going to make me hungry. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
8% of people despise this dessert. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Yesterday, it was National Dessert Day. So today's trivia question, 8% of people despise this dessert. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4820 said creme brulee. I don't like it.
What?
I like the flavor, like a creme brulee coffee creamer.
You love that.
Love it because it's like vanilla-y. I tried it for the first time at like a fancy restaurant in the last, I don't know, 2 years. It's like gooey. But like hard on top and like burnt. I don't know. I didn't love it. And I really wanted to love it.
And she was like, no, thank you.
Disappointed.
I've never had it, but at the last scene in the first High School Musical, Sharpay runs to give, I forget which character, creme brulee. And I was like, I think I want to try it, but I've never had it before.
I think you would also be disappointed. Sharpay lied. It's not
really
good.
Oh, yes. Man. Sarah says angel food cake.
That's crazy.
That's so good.
That is the fluffiest.
Here she goes.
Airiest, most delicious. It's not my favorite, but it is really good.
That's so good.
How does anybody hate it? 5840 said pumpkin pie.
All right. Now. I would somewhat, and I say somewhat agree, I can't do pumpkin pie alone. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. It's got to be 90% Cool Whip. Yeah, say Cool Whip. And 10% pumpkin pie.
I agree with that. Again, texture thing.
It's like,
respectfully, is like baby food for adult women who like to say live, laugh, love. You know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean.
No, you did not just say that.
Well, I mean, I like
adult
the flavor.
Adult food for women who love live.
You know what I mean. It's kind of gross texture. I like the taste. Again, a coffee creamer that's pumpkin pie flavored.
No,
down.
Dude, you're already canceled. Keep going, though.
No judgment. But, hey, you know what? You guys can have all the pumpkin pie. I'll just eat the Cool Whip by the spoon. Or the apple crisp.
I'm gonna assume you have no live, laugh, loves in your home.
I do not. You know what? I also don't have pumpkin pie.
Today's trivia question. 8% of people despise this dessert. What is it? I still can't believe you said that.
Don't hate me.
Nah.
I support. Live your dreams, queen. Not my vibe. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Soon they're going to start selling the live, laugh, love signs right next to the pumpkin pies.
With baby spoons.
Stop!
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, 8% of people despise this dessert. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
8% of people, they despise rice pudding.
Yuck.
That would also be Taylor. Okay, any pudding, jello, you hate.
I am a texture girly.
What the heck did you do? Did you ever have your wisdom teeth pulled?
They unfortunately are still in my skull.
What are you going to...
I need to get around to that.
First off, I don't think they say they're in my skull. I don't think they say that. But okay.
Oh, those things are impacted at this point. At my ripe age of 28, they are in there.
Well, I just got mine out at 30. So don't... I'm not hating. I'm not judging. And if I could have went my whole life with them, I would have.
Well, we'll see. So no, I haven't had to do the whole like eat soft...
What are you going
to
do? What are you
Leave
going-
them in there. I don't know.
She's like, please, doctors, listen, right?
Milkshakes.
I freaking hate pudding, and I freaking hate jello.
Yeah, so there's literally, I mean, like-
Doctor's excuse,
chicken
I can't.
And stars, and milkshakes.
Mashed potatoes, I guess.
Mashed potatoes, and I'll avoid the surgery. That's what I've been doing the last 10 years. That's what I'm going to do for the
She's
next
like,
10 years.
If you want to see a toddler tantrum in the freaking room.
I'm scared.
In the room, I then do the surgery because I don't want to do this. I don't want jello and pudding.
And I definitely don't want rice pudding.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.